Damian, thank you for joining us this week. Around this time of the year, business leaders from Las Cruces are usually heading up north to Santa Fe to speak to lawmakers during the legislative session. Now, of course, with the pandemic, things are very different this year. Can you share what business leaders in Las Cruces have in store for a virtual Las Cruces Day?
Las Cruces Days in Santa Fe has been happening since 1978. So we reached out to Debbie Moore, who's president and CEO of the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce, who puts together the event. And she says they are looking at ways to continue the tradition, but to do it online in some capacity. It's still a little unclear how that could come about. They're trying to get, you know, a group of lawmakers together to express to them, you know, some of the key issues that are of great importance to the Las Cruces business community. And she says that one thing that the pandemic has taught local business owners is that broadband internet service is key because, for one, it gives businesses the opportunity to sell their goods and provide their services online for those who can, but it also gives community members access to those goods and services.
We'll stay informed with how that pans out. Now, I want to talk with you about a business in Mesilla, a restaurant that has changed new ownership. What can you share about Josefina's Old Gate?
We did a big profile on Josefina's Old Gate. After 15 years, they are under new management. They were recently taken over by Randy McMillan, who's a local chili producer. He recently acquired Josefina's Old Gate and the Rio Grande Winery as well. Kathleen Foreman, who has operated the restaurant for all these years, leased the restaurant to him and then sold the inn next door. At about that same time, McMillan was in the process of taking over Rio Grande Winery as well. These three businesses, he also owns Fresh Chili Company, which you may have seen sold in markets around town or perhaps online. These three businesses are really going to work together in a way that is truly simpatico, because with the restaurant, of course, he'll be able to sell the wine, serve the wine there. He'll be able to serve the popular chili on in their dishes, and it really seems to be a plan that he's very excited about.
Also, it's in a location that gets a lot of people visiting the area, just off the plaza there in Mesilla.
Absolutely. It's about half a block off the plaza, right across from San Albino. And they've also benefited from having a very large patio. And when we talked to Kathleen Foreman, she said that the restaurant simply wouldn't have survived the pandemic without having that enormous patio.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that news with us, Damian. I want to move on and talk about something we've kind of talked about for a while here on the program. It's a story that you all are working on that has to do with how businesses are changing and adapting during this pandemic. Can you kind of give us an update?
I can give you a little bit of a sneak peek at what we have in store. We talked to several businesses that have had to adjust during the pandemic. And for a lot of them, that just means kind of thinking outside the box and trying something new. So, for instance, we talked to Pistachios down on South Main Street. And, of course, a popular Italian restaurant. They're looking at, or they actually have, put in a little Italian market where they're selling groceries and things like that, just as a way to kind of diversify their income during the pandemic, since, you know, the future remains uncertain for restaurants.
Okay, Damian, thank you for sharing that little bit of information with us. We look forward to seeing what happens with that story. We also look forward to talking with you next week on the Monday Business Watch. Thank you.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure, Anthony.